Texas. Cut out that arrogance, that superstition, that tradition. You understand what I'm talking about? And those customs and those ideologies and those things, because you know within your own self. In your own condemned heart, is what I'm talking about. And unless you have the Holy Spirit in you, you understand? And listen, the Holy Spirit don't have no whole lot of tomfoolery like that.
Mm-hmm. All right.
You know what I mean? It doesn't make you behave unseemingly.
Right.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And listen, I don't care what kind of Holy Ghost you got. You just remember that somebody else has got some of the same kind or the same brand that you got. Mm-hmm. Get the point? Now be that good or bad as you fiction. You see? So you don't have no chance to be no outstanding, so you just might as well get settled out.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to the reality of the Holy Ghost, somebody else has got the Holy Ghost besides you.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I'm talking about the true Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. And somebody else is faking it just like you.
Yeah.
So right. Either way you go.
Yeah.
You understand? And somebody said to me way back years ago, said, listen, you stop meddling in my business. I want to let you know that if I do go to I'll have plenty of company. As though that was some good justifiable reason for them to be lost.
Right.
You understand?
Yeah.
Yes, I agree with you that you'll have plenty of company.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you're going the other way, you'll have plenty of company.
Mm-hmm.
If God meant what he said when he said to Abraham that in his seed he would multiply. Is that right?
Right.
Israel is the sand of the sea and is the stars of heaven. We'll have plenty of company there.
Mm-hmm.
And if Satan sailed through the third part of the stars from heaven,
yeah,
down to the earth, and they were reserved until the day of judgment to be punished. You understand? If you think you can count the third part of the stars of heaven, you understand, a month or two, then you can see that you'll have plenty. You understand? Yeah. Company both ways.
Right.
Right.
You won't have that to worry about. See? Now, let me see if I can get on in here. Do we begin again? Do we start over? Now, these are the Greeks. These are the great philosophers. Now, do we begin again to commend ourselves to you? Or is it necessary? Read.
Do we begin again to commend ourselves, mm-hmm, or need we?
Or need we?
As some other.
As some other.
Epistles of commendation to you.
Epistles of commendation to you.
Or letters of commendation from you.
Or letters of commendation from you.
We are epistles.
Now wait a minute. See, I won't get the thing straight. But see, we got this thing all balled up. Somebody comes along, you know, they call that nice. They're recommended from somebody else. You understand? Keep safe. Say, well, I'm from such and such a distance, so forth and so on. My position in it is such and such a thing. G.G. You understand? That's a doctor of divinity.
Mm.
Of course, that stands for something else, too.
Right.
A dumb dog, see, we read about here the other
night.
You understand? See, M.F., that's a master of science. Ph.D., that's a doctor of philosophy. A.B., that's an arts master, a
right,
master of arts. You understand? Now, we got our piece of paper. Now that recommends me.
Right.
That lets you know. Now a lot of people join church, yeah, just like I told you. that they might have some reference and some record. You understand? Character reference. Now, Paul is saying, listen, an apostle with the Holy Ghost in him to do the preaching, you understand, itself. Now, if the Holy Ghost is in him to do the preaching, not do it begin again to commit. Or is it necessary for me to have the piece of paper and the Holy Ghost too?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Make no difference whether they got the Holy Ghost or haven't got it. They can look at you. You understand? They're reading you. They're not reading the Bible, they're reading you. Now, when you don't behave yourself as becoming people that the Holy Ghost gives you, and then it's red, too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Red and known of all men.
Mm-hmm.
See, listen, that don't mean to act curious either.
Mm-hmm. All right? Mm-hmm.
Some of them brands now.
Mm-hmm.
See, it don't call for no curious acting.
Okay.
God's people are peculiar people, but not curious.
Yeah.
Right. You see what I mean? Not a curious people. You understand? Oh, that's up. No, and listen, I want to tell you about something I heard this week. And I see quite a lot almost all the time. And I want to tell you that's not our thing. It's called a little white lie.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Yeah, a little white lie. Understand? Them little lies that you're not supposed to mean. You understand? Little passive lie. See, and then when they get over a great big one, they call that a big black lie. You see what I mean? Get the point?
Yeah.
Now, listen, our epistles don't fool with white lies.
Right.
God said a liar should not tarry in his sight.
Yeah, right.
I'm not going to lie to you about nothing.
Right.
see what I'm talking about?
Now, if I don't want you up at my house, I'm going to tell you, listen, don't come up there bothering me. You heard me, you ain't blind. I don't want to be bothered with you. That's plain and tall.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You understand? I ain't tell you no white lie. I ain't tell you I'm not at home. I'm not busy. You understand? You understand?
Mm-hmm.
I'm out someplace. You understand? Kind of like the insurance man went to the home. You know how people do. You see, to collect the insurance, he walked up and knocked on the door, and your lady looked out the window and seen him coming. He said to the son of the little, she chucked over the little girl and said, tell him I'm not at home. Open the door and tell him I'm not at home. And they didn't have the two rooms. And the bed, she stepped behind the bed. Stop standing in the door talking to the insurance man. You understand? And she said, well, Mama told me to tell you that she's not at home. Well, he said, now, you tell your mother next time she leaves, take a seat with her.
Get it now?
Yeah. Now, let's see. Now, these things may sound common, but we're not down the way that one of them is. Now, this is the new covenant. This is the new testament. This is the God in you. You understand? Okay, now, that's what this is. All right. Read. Do we begin again to commend ourselves or read? Some of us. Yes, some of them read an awful lot. They read a letter long in this time. This is by the cover of you. You understand? Mm-hmm. Now, you don't read story, do
you? That's right.
Oh, yeah.
You understand?
That's right. That's right.
You understand? Now, people look out down the street. I tell you, kind of my letter. I need to go to the front. They see somebody coming down the street looking for the gun. And you see somebody drink a bottle of beer. They put you down.
That's right.
Very easy. You understand what I'm talking about? That your morals are not right. You see? Get it? Now, whatever they have been taught, you understand? And the devil has got the people doing this, striving to be holier than somebody else. Therefore, he's got now what you call the holiness trick. Okay? He says, what are you preaching? I tell you the truth, that I'm preaching a holy, consecrated life unto the Lord. You understand? I'm preaching holiness. You know, over there in Hebrews it said there, be ye holy, for I am holy. He said that over in Exodus too. The Lord said that. And over here in Hebrews it says, follow peace with all men. And holiness, without which no man is going to see the Lord. Now, if you don't think that's in the Bible, you're supposed to say, I think you won't get it. So that's what I'm preaching. That's what's next. Now, whatever they fathom out in their mind, and holiness is dated. You understand? Some have went so far. Remember, I told you about the cigar, the glass of beer. Now, some have went so far as to take off the ring. Okay. Some have took off the necktie. You don't tell me. I'm 70 years old. I don't know what this stuff is.
See what I mean?
Okay. Try to get old. You understand? Women, no paint, no power. See? And for God's sake, you don't touch your hair. Don't touch that. You see what I'm talking about? You see what I mean?
Right.
Say, well, now that's what I'm preaching. I'm preaching. I won't pay you to be sure I didn't say nobody preaching.
That's right. That's right.
I said, well, what are you talking about? I said, look, I read it out of the Bible. I said, don't it stay right here? It sends it to death. It sends it to birth. It says, Father, peace and holiness with all men. Without which no man shall see the Lord.
Yes, it says that. Yes, that's what I'm preaching. No, that ain't where the trouble is. You know what he's reading.
That's right.
Now, you want to know the straight of that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm asking, you want to know the straight of that?
Yeah.
Now, that's getting dead on my head.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing you do, you are going to never get straightened out. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
See, you can strip on down to your underclothes. You see, and if they're not the right color or something, there's something wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And here's bread and a hole. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Your diet and your food and what you eat and drink. You understand? So watch that.
Mm-hmm.
Dietary regime. You see what I'm talking about? And I'll build on your other side of that looking at it too.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you use your liberty
mm-hmm.
that you have in Christ
mm-hmm.
for a cloak of maliciousness.
All right.
Now you are not forbidden to partake of anything.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Anything!
Mm-hmm.
See? Some got it, don't eat no pork. You understand? Some said eat fish on Friday. All that kind of ignorance. See, the devil got the people doing everything. Says, well, I'm preaching holiness. Says, the Bible says, see, this is a holiness church of God. Look, I know I was in it.
Mm-hmm.
See, just kept on trying to live right. Mm-hmm. And trying all our good to live right. Straining up on his tiptoeing, you understand? Tired and tired all that day. Trying to, you understand? Doing wrong, trying to do right.
Mm-hmm.
Now that never did say much, and it never will. Now, let me tell you about Father peace with all men, and holiness without which no man shall see the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's in harmony with what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
See? Now, the reason why Paul said that, you will find it in his epistle to the Hebrews.
Right.
Now, Hebrews are Israelites.
Yes. Right.
They are Jews. I'm speaking to you like it is.
Mm-hmm.
See? And God poured out his Holy Spirit on the Jews. You first.
Right.
Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes.
Right.
Unto the Jew first,
then to the Gentile, the first chapter of Romans.
Mm-hmm. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
The Jew first, go to the Gentiles and preach. Then that without that we have been idols and what not.
Right.
You understand? And since God has poured out his Spirit on us, you first, and send him to preach the gospel. Whereas prior to that time, they looked upon the Gentiles as dogs.
That's right.
alienated and segregated them from.
You understand?
See that now? Even in the time of Messiah. You understand? You understand that now?
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Now when the Holy Spirit was poured out on the Jews first, that's the way God had planned it. And the Jews were to carry the gospel to the Gentiles. Therefore, the Apostle Paul tells the Jews who received the Holy Ghost had all of the law and the prophets, and everything was given to them. You understand? So he's telling them now, since it's a purpose and plan of God to give you the Holy Ghost to carry to the Gentiles, therefore, you follow peace with all of me. And holiness with my wish. If you don't do that, you can get God to do God's name. Give it to you first. Now, if you don't do that, won't none of the Gentiles out.
All right.
Then what did he send them to preach? He said, go in all the world and preach the gospel. Uh-huh. You understand?
Right.
To every creature. Is that right?
Right.
Baptizing them in the name of the Father, Yahweh.
Right.
And of the Son. Say, in the flesh. Yahshua the Messiah.
Right.
And of the Holy Ghost, mm-hmm. Elohim,
right?
Appreciate your every mm-hmm. preacher. That's the Jew and the Gentile.
Right.
You understand? Listen. Are you listening now?
Yes.
You're still listening. I wasn't done with that. Now I said, listen. Listen. Luke puts it this way. That he charged them to that go, listen, and that remission of sin should be preached in his name.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Right.
Peter puts it this way. There's no other name given under heaven whereby man can be saved, saving the name of Yahshua the Messiah. Now you let his dietary regime alone. You quit telling these folks to take off their necktie. You quit telling these people what to drink and what to eat. See? You don't bother with that. You understand? But if you can just get preach him Yahshua the Messiah.
That's right.
And that his sins will be remitted through his name.
Right.
Now if you can get that over to him, and he can get the Holy Ghost in him, you sure are. You won't have to be bothered by telling him to take off this.
Oh, right, that's
do
right.
This, do that.
That's right.
To be holy. You see?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why? Because the Holy Ghost in him teaches.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
The Holy Ghost leads and guides him. Not the church ritual. Somebody said, well, look, I go to church and learn how to live. That's the wrong thing.
See what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't care how you do, what the way you do. You see?
Yeah.
somebody be satisfied with.
See?
You can lay out here on your stomach.
That's right.
Flat on your face and sleep an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours. And somebody said, you old fool, you ought to get up from there. They said, you ought to know better than that. And you say, well, I looked at it and Paul said, pray without ceasing. Anything you do, somebody got something, you understand? It's a backfire. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Paul said, if I give all my goods, give everything I've got, he didn't have nothing. Mm-hmm. Now listen, you watch. Now you're supposed to be reading, remember? You see? Now you know what I mean by reading? You're supposed to be reading me.
Right.
Whether it's the Holy Spirit talking or whether it's just me.
Right.
Don't forget that. Now I've given you all kinds of illustrations and demonstrations. What you wear, you understand? About the ritualistic performances, you understand? I told you all about that. Wasted all this time. Tell me about it.
Yeah.
You understand? So you can see the thing as it is. See? Now look, I have to add some more to it. I have to add some more to it. Now, you find this.
Yes, always. Now that's one thing. They do not give you impression. See, he didn't do like the fellow down over here that not too long ago. Not too many hours ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The guy after he told us about the boot here.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm.
And the old bishop so-and-so. Mm-hmm. You understand?
Right.
You were sitting here looking at him. Mm-hmm. See? Well, we don't care about that. Well, now look. And you're supposed to be reading.
Mm-hmm.
Supposed to be reading me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm reading you.
Right.
You are just a friend known all me. See, you remember I told you about how you conduct the services?
Right.
Remember I told you about the shingles hanging out there and the names
right.
of the places?
Right.
You remember I told you something?
Yeah.
Now then, this sermon, you see, we're going to have the Lord's Supper. Then over at our church, we celebrate the first of every month.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just have to name it now. Over at Jehovah's Witnesses, they don't celebrate but once a year.
Right.
See? Now that's what that is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now the Catholic Church, they have mass every year. All the time.
Right.
You understand? Now you're supposed to be reading. All right. Then we have a baptismal. After that, that part of the ritual is the point. That guy's in the mind. They haven't got around to tell you when you're going to be certified.
Right.
They just skip that. See? And then they get up there and they tell you about the Ten Commandments.
You learned the golden ring.
Now the devil is pulling all that stuff off. That's in his performance. I'm gonna get down here to prove it to you. That's what I'm asking.
Look, I'm going to let you read it out of the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Listen to me. God has taken spiritual pain.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Hid it from the wise men of Israel and revealed it unto them. Paul said, not many
wise.
Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Right.
Men taught. Isn't that right?
Right.
Hath not God made foolishness?
The wisdom of the wise.
Mm-hmm.
And when Paul sees what it was all about, still that vision in Revelation, first thing he wanted to do, where is the wise?
Yes.
Where is the sky? Where is the distributor of this world?
And God made a fool out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Now what are you talking about, Jack? The very thing he's doing right there
in his ritualistic course of procedure is telling on him.
Right.
You put me looking at it.
Right.
See what it means?
That's right.
So then Jesus said for us to do this now.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Not in the Bible.
Somebody said, well, listen, I'm going to be a Christian. I'm walking in the footsteps of Christ. Why didn't you do that before you come and die the death of an outcast girl up there on Calvary?
Right.
It would have been necessary to die.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Somebody say, yes, I know. But he instituted this.
Mm-hmm.
Got the thing on it. You got a Bible in your hand, haven't you?
Yeah.
You see? All children, I'm trying to show you something real.
All right.
About what the people in this school have learned.
Mm-hmm.
See, they want to know God.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And curse the devil.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Amen.
They want to know him for sure. They want him to experience it within their heart and within their own mind and within their conscience.
Right.
You understand? And they live every day and every hour, every second, and every minute
under the influence of the Holy Ghost.
Right.
And they don't run out here, you understand, and do something. Then run back to a priest or somebody and confess that they did wrong. See, Christ was manifested to make us end those things. Paul said, shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid.
Right.
How shall we that are dead and say, live any longer than he? You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Now all that's in. Now have you lost?
No.
Have you lost the continuity of thought?
Mm-hmm.
See? Now, you're out of this one. Read and known of all reason. You understand? I'm going back over to the New Testament where I was. You see? Do we begin again to commend ourselves and Eve? And in this dispensation, when the Messiah was nailed to the cross out there, all of them framed.
Understand? All the stuff you got down here in this water. You understand?
Yeah.
All of that. All the spread the holy water. Listen, boy, that's the devil inside here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
That's right.
Somebody said,
what is that in the New Testament?
No!
Right, that's right.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
That's right.
into the trouble. You don't even know what the New Testament is.
Right.
You see? This point?
Yeah.
Hold up your book there. Show everybody. Now, I don't care what kind of Bible it is. See? Whether it's a Roman Catholic or Protestant, is it all of them that way?
Yeah.
That's not so!
Right.
Then you go in Matthew, don't you?
That's right.
See? Now, you got what's called a New Testament, haven't you? Now, put your thing on it in what they call the New Testament. Matthew 26:26.
And as they were eating. Jesus took
bread. Now, you don't even say that what they were eating, do they?
Right. Right. Right.
for thy Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Well, I know part of that so.
That's right.
Now, we're down to the faith. You understand? Now, you choose to get a car and you wish God prayed us. Be not. That's all. And look, I have you to know this. God.